Greetings, I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. William Tyndale lived from 1494 to 1536, during the time of the Protestant Reformation, which officially began in 1517. Tyndale is known and should be known for his translation of the New Testament into English, but he did so relying on the Greek manuscripts, different from what Wycliffe did, which was work from Latin to English. Tyndale also translated into English much of the Old Testament, working from the original Old Testament Hebrew language. Tyndale's work, along with the other reformers in different parts of Europe who were simultaneously acting out the way God wanted them to, is important because it was a further strike against the prevailing thought in England that the institutional church, whether it be the Roman Catholic Church or its progeny, the Church of England, is responsible for telling the people what truth is. Lest you think it is a stretch that the Protestant Reformation was arguably a direct result of the institutional church monopolizing truth, Tyndale's biblical translations were illegal. In regards to the institutional church's monopoly on truth, Tyndale said, quote, "I defy the Pope and all his laws. If God spare my life ere many years, I will cause a boy that drives the plow to know more of the scriptures than thou dost," end quote. In case you're not aware, William Tyndale was ultimately convicted of heresy, strangled to death, and then burned in a bonfire. Here in the United States, we're not in any danger of strangulation for espousing minority positions. Free speech is, after all, a Christian principle, but that is all the more reason to speak out now and move us closer to breaking the civil government school system's monopoly on thought. And we are moving in the right direction. It was once worthy of imprisonment to homeschool. We fought for those freedoms we now have, but most move still further towards abolishing that church that thinks theirs is superior to ours. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.